on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you're constantly on the move, it's not just pits that break a sweat. From your armpits to your thighs and everywhere in between, new whole body deodorant cream and sticks from Shea Moisture are your secret weapon to staying fresh and confident all day long. Made from melanin-rich skin and packed with plant-based goodness, embrace a new era of freshness with whole body and stick deodorants from Shea Moisture. Find them at your nearest Walmart and walmart.com. And when you do, your whole body's covered.
Welcome to the Friend Zone.
Every time I'm in the zone.
My name is Dustin.
I'm Francesca, also known as Hey Friend Hey.
My name is Asante.
This is the Friend Zone.
There's only one thing a bitch can take from me, and that's notes, bitch.
I was not expecting
that. Honestly, didn't know what was coming next.
First of all, let me say, I have been learning the value of submission.
Okay.
And of delivering yourself to the process, right? As the process is our do and be. So my thing is, this old elderly hoe, I felt like you told me everything I needed to know. Thank you for the free game. She said, guess what? The only thing a bitch can take from me. Now, mind you, you know, people usually like, they talk shit about, you know, taking your man, taking your spot, taking your whatever. She said, the only thing a bitch can take from me is notes, bitch. I said, you know what? This is my new pastor, and I am led by the love of the Lord to be drawn near and close to her message. So, shout out to her. The only thing that any motherfucking can take from me personally is notes. And even then, I'm going to kick your ass for stealing. So with that being said, welcome to the Friend Zone, your weekly look into all things mental health, mental wellness, and mental hygiene. Because who the hell wants a musty brain? I know Asante don't. I know Friend don't. So while I know those things, I still have to ask, Friend, how you doing?
I'm doing much better. That actually was hilarious because so many people were tagging you to that video. This is very Dustin.
And that's the thing. Like, I knew as soon as I saw it and I was led to that by somebody tagging me in it. So thank you guys that tag me in shit that you know I don't find interesting because I didn't know otherwise. And when I saw it, I was like, oh, you know what? Yes, that's the clip of the week. It's coming to the show.
So damn funny.
It's obvious. You see it. You know it. You smell it. You feel it. You taste it. You waste it. You know it. That's it. So it's obvious.
No, but I'm feeling much better. Remember last week I was not doing too hot. And honestly, the week past that was just like not the best. I feel like my everything was just off for the rest of the week, feeling weird. Mm-hmm. Even the cops, like, still, you know, driving by and being weird. So it wasn't the best, but I'm feeling better now. The weather is starting to change a little bit.
It is.
A little bit.
You're looking like you lifted the weight about your hair, girl, because you was
here. You beaming. See me over here.
Yes.
I'm trying.
Everything about you.
I'm trying. You know what I did that did help? I, like, set a boundary and didn't do any work this weekend. Nothing. Not a morsel. Not a drop. I didn't even open any of my books or nothing. I just was like, I'm going to sit on the couch and not do anything for 2 days. I
must be nice.
I had to do it.
Must be nice.
Because we, you know,
having work that you can put off till Monday morning, girl. Must be nice.
Because that's the thing.
You need that self-care.
Yeah, like, we let our work take over every day of the week. It's just not cool. And I normally was good about boundaries for the weekend, and I don't know where that shit got lost somehow. I think it just got to a point where it was like I had to work on the weekends because then it just would have been too much. But now I think I have to go back to that and just really set that boundary because it was nice. I found a new show
called
Startup. Have y'all seen it? Okay. It's called Startup. I saw on your Netflix. Tweet. Oh, it is so good, y'all. It is so good, y'all. It is it's like Snowfall, but it's like the cryptocurrency version of Snowfall. So it's like these these dudes from the hood. And this Haitian dudes from the hoods in South Florida, and they're trying to like figure out how to like, you know, step into the future with their shit. And they're like, but not everyone's buying it because some of the street dudes are like, what the fuck is cryptocurrency? You know, like, it's just cool. Yeah. I really loved it. Very, very like with the times, which is crazy because the show ended in 2018. So I'm catching it kind of late. But it's good. Netflix just added it. It has like, what's that kid? His name is something Brody. It's not Adrian Brody. It's like the younger white actor.
Brody Jenner?
Oh. No, his last name is Brody. Adam? Is it Adam Brody? Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in it. Ron Perlman. Yeah. It has some heavy hitters, and the show has me. When I tell you, I am hooked. But I was curious. So,
Fran, are you saying that this is going to be our next project to watch for the binge on our Patreon account? Is that what you're saying?
I thought about it, but it's 3 seasons already. So how would we do that on the binge?
We start at season 1, episode 1, and just make our way downtown, walking around. Homebound. That's what you do.
Because I was thinking that like it's a good enough show that I think it would keep people's attention and be hyped. Because even when I tweeted about it, if you look at the replies, people that did go and watch it are like, "Yo, thank you so much! Like, I needed to see this. It's so damn good." Yeah, but I was also like, "It's 3 seasons might be too much, especially if people don't want to hear about it, then they're literally just not gonna tap into the binge for like what, months? I don't know."
Yeah, but fuck a hoe. We talking about the people that, you know what I'm saying? We talking about the people that actually go.
No.
That's actually going to watch. Fuck a hoe. We talking about the people that, you know what I'm saying, that really want to, you know, that engage. So,
I get it. Friend,
did you watch Generation Hustle?
Did I watch Generation Hustle? I love that show. I watched the first episode. Well, I don't know how it was on the app, but I just clicked whatever, and it was the episode with the party kid that he was throwing parties because his dad used to be a caterer or something, and then he just went crazy making millions and shit. Like, that show is nuts.
Hustling,
he stole that meatball recipe. You know, every good caterer got a meatball recipe. It's two meatballs. You got the one with the mushroom sauce, and you got the meatball with the barbecue sauce, and the two meatballs. And if that motherfucker stole his daddy's meatball recipe, I guarantee you he saw success.
No,
it's
he
funny
saw
that you
a
say you don't know how it was on the app though, because initially the episodes came out one way, and then like a couple days later they were mixed up because my watch order was mixed up. I was like, what the hell? And
that's what I mean, because I saw someone say to me, "Oh, the last episode really fucked me up," and then I was like, "What's the last episode?" And when I went to go look, it wasn't the episode they were saying, because they were talking about the Scam Beats kid, the TJ6 kid. But that's not how my app had it. So I was like, I don't know what's going on with the interface over on HBO Max. But that show, you know what's funny? So I actually have a partnership. You know, I have the partnership with HBO Max where like once a month I just pick shows to talk about. So I had a completely different concept in mind for this month, next month, or this month that I'm doing. And then I saw that show and literally wrote to them. It was like, I have to change it to this show because it's so good, y'all. Like, you haven't seen it yet, Dustin?
No.
You
got, Dustin, you have to watch
it's
Generation
Dustin leaning
Hustle.
Against the wall for me.
Yeah, because I'm in. Okay, so look, so shout out to Patreon because y'all can see.
Yes, they
can only hear. So shout out to y'all for being led by the spirit. I'm in the bathroom in Tulum, Mexico. I am on vacation, working while on vacation because when does the grind stop, right? And it's totally fine, but that's why I'm in the bathroom, because the villa is open air, darling.
Come
and
on.
So I cannot, you know, it's al fresco.
Come on. Because the sound of the ocean might cut into the audio.
It might be a little too merch. And so I don't want to take away from y'all's brilliance with my ocean adjacentness. So, you know what I'm saying? I just was like, let me go in the bathroom. If there's one place I know how to sneak and have a conversation, it's the bathroom.
Okay. Man, Dustin posted a sneak peek of his villa on his IG stories. And I was like, bro, when was the last time I took a vacation? Like, that looks beautiful. So good. The ocean I'm is so happy right to be there. Here.
While we're here saying it, shout out to happy birthday to my dear friend Sean Ross.
Yay, he actually released,
he released his debut album. It's called Shift, and it's available now on SoundCloud, Spotify, all that shit. And it is Apple Music, all the above, every digital streaming platform. Incredible music. We're here celebrating his birthday. Him and I have been friends for literally at this point, like 13, 14 years before I even moved to New York. Him and I are friends.
Crazy.
He's got the same last name as me. His birthday is May 10th. I'm April 10th. It's a great partnership. So you know what I'm saying? Like, we just, he's an international model. You know, he's out. He's great. And I love him so much. And happy birthday to him. So that's why we're here celebrating. Shout out to my other best friend, Gary LaVar, who is here celebrating as well. So yeah. And he says hi.
Oh, man.
Happy birthday to the birthday squad.
Yeah, for real. How is it over there? Is it packed? Is it like...
Hell yeah. I wouldn't say packed. Tulum is basically... So when you come to Tulum, Mexico, you have to fly into Cancun and then take about a 72-mile drive into Tulum.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're there, all of the properties on the beachfront, there's literally one street, okay, that takes you through the beachfront properties that everybody stays in. So you're immediately adjacent to restaurants, bars, fun things, shops like that. There is a city side as well where there are some beautiful dwellings, beautiful villas, beautiful larger compounds. Everything on the beach is kind of bungalow style.
Mm-hmm.
In the city, things are available for larger groups to be housed appropriately.
Right. Like,
so it's a vibe. It's
crew.
A motherfucking vibe. I love Tulum.
I wanted to move to Tulum, but then it became the hot spot where, like, all the IG folks started posting it, which is obviously nothing wrong. I definitely am not one of those people that's like, oh my God, all the black people found it. I think it's great that we find beautiful places, but it's also like super hot spot right now where it's like not before it was more of like a wellness space, funny enough. Like people would only go there for like retreats and yoga retreats, and now it's like the club.
Well, honey, we was retreating last night. Let me just share that with you. And when I tell you the whale has been nest, it's been nest. The whale is nest. Wellness, okay? The whale has nest.
Yes, Lord.
I can tell you, I can share that with you. Oh, for show right on, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like that. It's going down. Shout out to Tulum.
So
I just had a server named Franco. He was so nice and personable. I said, Franco, take Ustapinga.
You did not Dustin Ross.
And he answered the question, honey. So let me tell you.
And what did he say?
Having a great time with him. He answered la pregunta. Okay? That's what he did. So thank
you know what
you
I would
so
like
much,
to know?
Because I'm having a great time.
Who taught you to say that, Dustin Ross?
I learned it. And believe I'm going to tell you this. Here's what I can tell you. I learned it in the third row seat of a suburban Chevrolet Suburban, like taxi in Cancun, because some coons can't and some coons can. But if a coon can, you find him in Cancun. You heard? Thank you. And I took that skill with me to Tulum. He was personable. You know, he was vibing and shit. I'm like, okay, you know, he was cute. Like, he was laying it on. And what really tipped me off was, my best friend Gary and I were having lunch before I recorded this show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. You know, Gary had the black seafood fettuccine. You know what I'm saying? The pasta was black noodles. It was great. Lobster. I had the octopus, scallop, and shrimp fettuccine and black fettuccine pasta with fresh tomatoes and asparagus on top. It was incredible. But while all this is going on, shout out to my sir. You know, he was so cool. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I was catching a vibe, you know. So I was like, shit, I like the way you got your military buzz cut. You know what I'm saying? You work out. I was like, okay, shit, fuck it. So I was like,
I really want to name this episode.
I fucked him up. Take Ustapinga. I fucked him up because he was like, like he started laughing. And shit. Like, everything was so funny at that point. He started giggling. I was like, uh-huh. Like I thought.
So So what time is dinner?
Hey, Gusta Pinga, honey. So, that's what I thought.
So what time is dinner, Dustin?
When I come back. I had to work this nigga last night at the bar because, you know, like the stores and shit had closed. So Sean's birthday on the East Coast was like, his birthday was at midnight, whatever. And so we wanted to go to the beach. I'm probably telling way too much of my business, but I don't care because I just came from lunch and I'm drunk.
This is so what happens when you're happy.
Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? We was coming back, whatever. Liquor stores was closed, long story short. So I found a bar and I went up to the bar and talked to the bartender. And let's just say I walked out with a bottle. Thank you. Sealed completely. And I said, you know what, guys? To the beach. Let's go to the beach, goddammit, because we got what we need. Thank you.
How so
Tulum's
fun.
Been amazing. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh. So you a real
Viva la Mexico. Yeah.
How fun.
I'm
honestly.
Happy. Ugh,
I need to go on vacation so bad. I really want to go to Jamaica.
We should go on vacation. We, the three of us, should go on a vacation together.
How
and then
cute.
Create content for the Friend Zone while we're
Definitely.
There. You know what I'm saying? We should record the Friend Zone on location somewhere.
That
Since
would
we can't
be
tour,
so cute.
Let's bring the location to everybody else. More. Let's table that and put it in our meeting notes. How about that?
I love it. I'm mm-hmm. with it because. I mean, I've been traveling again, which actually made me kind of sad because I saw Delta announce that they're not doing the blocked middle seat no more. I think after, mm-hmm. what is it, June 1st or something?
Something that
I
we don't want to hear.
I know, look at the signs. No! I was like, that shit was so nice, not having to be so cooped up next to nobody. So I'm
social
sad.
Distancing should be the way the world works.
Like, it's, I don't give forward. A damn.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is how it should go. Social traveling, you can say what you want. Y'all want to shame me? I don't give a damn. I'm laying on the sword. I'm falling on the sword. Let me tell you this. Traveling during the pandemic was the best decision I ever made.
It
Social
really
distancing in airports and on airplanes. Oh my God. Chef's kiss to my comfort level.
Mm-hmm.
Everything like people not moving around, stuff being cheap. This was the best. These were the best travel experiences I have had in quite some time in my adult life as a traveler. Okay.
Yeah.
During
yeah.
the pandemic.
And the prices. And the prices were normal.
The prices, everything. Like, incredible. I moved around.
I know. And now everyone's traveling again, which is, you know, we got to get back to whatever
normalcy.
The new normal. Yeah. So. I get it. It was bound to happen. But seeing them prices shoot back up, seats aren't going to be blocked no more. I'm like, oh, we back.
It's over.
Exactly.
You know what's one thing?
But I don't care.
Do y'all feel like even the littlest things like traveling, I'd be so tired now. Like we were traveling every couple of weeks on tour and it was just like, go, 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 go. On top of everything
Without
else.
Without complaint.
And it was so regular. And now I'll have one flight and be like done for the day, like just everything feels so exhausting.
I don't even
want
to go to the store. I don't even want to go to the store.
Do you feel that way too? I'm just like so
yes.
tired.
Yeah,
I take the train sometimes now because like it's like empty when I get on, and mm-hmm. it's like after
I started
one
taking
day,
the train
like,
again too. Actually,
the other day I finally went to the DMV to do my license because you know you have to have appointments and it is actually socially
Same.
Distanced in there because don't nobody want to be in the DMV anyway. Mm-hmm. But I was so tired when I got home. I was like, what the hell? Like my legs was throbbing later. I was like, I cannot believe one trip has made me feel like this.
That's something. Like even going to the supermarket feels like an all day mm-hmm. affair. And then by the time you get home, you don't even want to cook nothing. So you order food.
Going anywhere seems like an all day affair. Like I have... Being at home during quarantine, listen, I listened, okay? You want to stay at home? Fine. When I'm at home, I'll be at home. So although
right.
I was traveling, when I was in my locale, I was staying at home.
Yeah.
And now people are happy to go outside. It is what it is. Like, I am just ready to get back to being as social as I would like to be with people
right.
that I don't know, with strangers. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired
yeah.
of feeling as if everybody got the cooties. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just...
Yeah.
I'm ready to get back to normal somewhat. So, yeah, that's where I'm at with the shit.
Back to being extroverted. I mean,
right.
I do wonder, though, like the which we have read in the wellness segment, just the long-term mm-hmm. effects of this year and a half of being a little more stagnant. Because, like we said, we're so tired. I've been riding my bike more just because mm-hmm. I was just feeling so uncomfortable.
I've been seeing you on Instagram looking cute and... posting up. She always get to the good place and then be like, oh, I'm here. I rode my bike. I'll be like, Fran, I love you. And this is so dope. Like, I can't believe you.
Yeah, just really been riding my bike a lot. Yeah, just because I had been feeling so uncomfortable with my body. And I was like, all right, let me get active again. But also, you have to build that endurance. Like, even to be active again. Like, I just... Even to go for long walks,
even sexually active, right?
I mean,
you want to talk about long walks, sexually active. I seen a shirt. This so somebody on Instagram posted that this guy was at a restaurant in front of them, and he had a shirt that said, literally on the back, it was like screen printed or whatever. It said, "Fully vaccinated and ready to fuck."
I saw that. That's what it said. On Twitter.
You saw that?
I saw it on Twitter,
and it resonated with me. I was like, "Oh, you know what? I guess I share the same sentiment, but I never had thought to just articulate it so plainly." So you know what I'm saying? But real talk, people fucking again. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, of course.
They are fucking again. A lot of people. Do y'all care? Stop.
Do y'all care? Do y'all care about people being vaccinated? Like, is that something you ask now before you partake, or are you not? Do you not do that?
Well, you know, I'm a gay man, so it was already a list of preguntas.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I had to ask anyway.
Yeah, so
there's some preguntas on the piso. Okay,
yeah, it just got added on to the questionnaire.
Right. So you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm a person who laminated their vaccine card, so I'm one of them niggas. I don't mind asking.
Come on,
my shit together. Okay.
I was wondering
I don't give
that.
A damn.
Yeah, I've had a couple people.
Are you vaccinated, friend?
I am not vaccinated, but I've had a couple people text me and be like, "Hey, let's link." Da, 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 da. And literally, the next question is, "Are you vaccinated?" And I'm like, "Oh shit, this is the I get it. This is the divide." So
this is how it's going down.
It
now.
Is what it is. Everyone has the right. So I respect every side.
I believe I told Jay that somebody was going to develop a natural vaccine that you was going to take. That's what I told you. Fran, I told Jade, I said, watch. I said, Fran and Maya gonna come up with the embodiment vaccine. And next thing you know, they gonna be all right.
Not the
I said, they gotta test out some leaves and oils and shit. As soon as they do, I'm telling you, they coming out with an all natural vaccine.
I'm
I can't
crying.
Wait. Trendsetter, you. I knew it was gonna come, Fran. I said, might not get Moderna or Johnson & Johnson.
Right. It's going to be blueberries. No, but I do see that, you know, it is going to create a divide. And, you know, everyone has the right to fucking live how they want to live, move how they want to move.
They
so
do.
It is. But it is tough, you know, because you're like, damn, there are people that you're probably just not going to see. And that just is what it is. But I wonder if it's something you ask before you, you know, get physical.
Before you fuck?
Yeah.
What'd you say, Fran? So we can do
physical.
This, Fran. We can say
physical.
We can't say fuck. Look at my Tulum sweat.
That's how
everybody
I know
you're
doing.
You're
doing great out there. Look at your body, happy.
That look like sex sweat. That's it.
That's in the hot boy.
That's the rod.
Like you got some of your preguntas answered, huh?
Right. No. What did y'all ever heard Me Llamo Luca? It was a song they used to play like when you taught Spanish in high school. Mm. I can't remember the girl's name, but it was like Me Llamo Luca, Yo vivo el piso dos. She would say, "My name is Luca. I live on the second floor." And then she would have all these questions like, "If you see me screaming in the night, no preguntas, como estoy? Hey, no preguntas." Come on, story. Y'all don't know about Me Llamo Luca.
I've never heard that song.
People gonna write
I guarantee you, people after listening to this, they're gonna be like, "Dustin, yes, I know about Me Llamo Luca." I think it was by Suzanne Vega. Is that the girl's name?
That would make sense. That's up her alley.
Something like that. Yeah, it's a song called. They'd be like, "Me Llamo Luca, no preguntas, como estoy." And I learned that in Spanish class.
We'll do that as the title of the episode. You said preguntas on the piso. I'm like, that's the one.
Preguntas on the piso. That's it. That flat out.
I'm writing it down so y'all can't make fun of me.
It's questions on the floor. I will though if she.
Why you said?
Because it was like embarrassing. I was like, who said this was okay? I really don't feel like her family was a part of this. Were they a part of it?
I don't know.
And y'all know I don't really get down like that. Like I let every project do what it do, because my business is just to uplift what I like. That's how I move. But this was like embarrassing. I grew up on J-Lo, who slayed the Selena movie, even though people were mad about it because it was a Puerto Rican girl playing a Mexican icon, which is terrible to me. But she did the job. What are the kids saying?
She understood the assignment.
She understood. You saw where I was going with it. She understood the assignment. So you can't even be mad. But this shit, I was like, you have got to be kidding me. This girl don't even know how to dance.
And then they have a fucked up ass, weird ass hoe look supposed to be Beyonce and her mom.
Oh my God, a little biracial girl. I was like, who is that?
I said, who the fuck is this? They talking about Beyonce. And it was so funny because the mom was like, Beyonce, you can't do that. And I was like, oh, word? Like, I was completely like thrown off.
I know Beyonce was like, my mom did not say that.
But I didn't even know that that was part of Selena when I first saw that clip on the internet. I just saw something happening. And then when she finally said the Beyonce part, I fell on the fucking floor because I cannot believe it.
Why is you here? Yeah, that's how I felt. Exactly.
You mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
but do we get a bitty bitty bum bum scene in the series? Because I love bitty bitty bum bum.
I don't think the girl can bitty bitty bum bum. I don't know.
I saw some of this shows, the episodes were titled after the songs. So I was wondering if the songs were going to be part of the episode or if it was just going to be the theme. But I haven't explored the series enough. I just started to see those clips on Twitter, and then Netflix showed me an actual trailer. And I was like, oh, okay, this looks kind of all right. But I didn't know, like what Fran's talking about, I didn't know if it was like right or wrong to watch it. Because I was just like, well, let me do a little research.
Bitty. Bitty bitty bum bum. That's
now,
my shit.
You know what I
Selena song I like.
You know what I did secretly watch?
Did you watch
though?
Legendary?
Oh no, I don't think. Wait, what's that on?
You
Cinemax?
Got to watch Legendary on Max. Just because I know before you was
HBO
on
Max.
Max.
Yeah.
Oh, it's on HBO Max. Oh shit!
Yes,
why
you
did
have
I not
to watch?
Okay,
your family.
Yeah, I'm gonna watch it. Right? Hello, hi HBO Max. No. Okay, something new to watch. I'm gonna definitely do that. But I was saying, I secretly want the Aretha show that everybody was saying you should.
The one where Cynthia Erivo was like,
oh my God. Okay, I have to admit, you guys, it isn't bad, but. The family said don't watch it, so don't watch it. But it isn't bad. But don't watch it. But it isn't
okay,
bad.
Okay, so watch it on Hulu.
Here's the thing.
Right, watch it on Plex.
There's a level of talent that you can't deny, right? Like Cynthia Erivo is literally an out of this world talent.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody can don a fat suit and play Aretha Franklin, I would say.
Which
it was
in
Cynthia
2021, Erivo. I am stunned that somebody would think that's okay. Stunned. Stunned. As soon as you put your body through that suit.
I ain't even gonna lie. When I saw them pictures of her as Big Aretha, I was dying. I was like, God damn, who's zooming who? What did Aretha say? Who's zooming who?
Now, I will say, not Asante turning on his camera. I will say the only thing that blew me about it was that because she looks nothing like her, it kind of was taking me out of it. Like, it felt like I was just watching a show about an artist's come up, but not Aretha, if that makes sense. And I don't know. Are y'all big on like the lead having to look like who they're playing? Or do you think the talent will trump that?
What the fuck is the point otherwise?
For me, they don't have to look like, but there has to be something about them that reminds me of, whether it's like a
something,
good version
the
of
body
like,
movements.
Yeah, just something. That, like it has to connect.
There are ways to emulate and mimic the nuances of a person's presentation and existence in your space.
Mm-hmm.
There's ways, there's things, there's it goes so far beyond facial expressions and body posturing.
It's an energy.
There's so
too.
Many things. It's an energy. There is a learned pattern of response and reaction that actors lean into to accurately portray certain people.
Right.
When it comes to portraying a living person or a person who has lived before. There's so much more than just looking like them. But I will say it's a big deal to look like somebody. I don't need you casting Tinashe to play, let me think, Heavy D. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need to like look like the person and then also have the skill and understand the complexities of portraying someone else and bring that to your, in addition to the way that you look physically. That's just how it needs to go.
And that was the other thing.
It was a fool.
There was no Aretha music in it. Which is what makes me real, but I have to remember the family did say boycott it because they were not involved in any way. The estate wasn't. So I agree, Asante. You should watch it. Watch it on bootleg. But it was her singing all the songs, and that was throwing me off too. Because let's be real, regardless how people feel about her, she's very talented. But you know, that's not an Aretha voice. That's not Aretha, you know, it's just not an Aretha voice. It's like me trying to sing Aretha songs. Like, it's going to sound good, but it ain't no Aretha. So it's kind of tricky. So, I was like, ooh, it's taking me. And she was like, rock steady, baby. I was like, ooh.
It just was like, it was very tricky. Cynthia Aretha. Cynthia Aretha. Cynthia Aretha. Cynthia Aretha, that's her name.
It had me wondering.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think they tried it. Let's just say that. Let's just say, you know what, y'all tried it. National Geographic been trying it for years because y'all done showed us titties on the floor.
That's another thing. Why was it on Nat Geo? Why was that on Nat Geo?
Because no one else said yes.
Jesus, that was awkward. When I saw the logo.
Mind you.
The logo.
That was on.
Yo, it was
mind you, we have the upcoming Respect movie coming from Jennifer Hudson playing Aretha, handpicked to play Aretha. We've seen all these steals and shots of her in costume. Mary J. Blige is playing Dinah Washington in that film. It's just loaded.
And Aretha specifically said she wanted Halle.
Handpicked.
Didn't she want Halle?
Yeah, well, you know, she got her prescription after that. And then she went to, you know, she became reasonable and was able to deduce reasonably, okay? And you know, reason.
Right.
Once she was able to do that, she picked Jennifer Hudson. Because Halle Berry, you might as well pick Cynthia Erivo. In that case, like, you could have picked any of that. You could have had Common play Aretha Franklin. In that case, anyone could have played Aretha.
Right.
If Halle Berry. Remember, Halle Berry was like, I'm flattered, but no thank you. Like, I don't look
well,
nothing
like
you, girl.
Well, because she also knew. Like, I wouldn't do justice to that role. It's no different than, what's her name that played Nina Simone? And everybody was
Zoe
like,
Saldana.
Yeah, very similar thing where it's like, come on now. Like, come on now.
Then they had her in the makeup for Nina Simone. She looked like Southside.
You ever seen
Young Miami's
wig.
Baby Daddy? Southside 808 from the look in her face. She looked when they put Zoe in that prosthetic, because she had prosthetic on her face.
Everything.
When they put her in that
the
facial
nose.
Prosthetic, she looked like Southside 808.
She did
I don't
not.
Know why this bothers me so much that this Aretha show is on.
I
National
saw you
Geographic
looking it up. I saw your face.
Yeah, because I am so because they don't have any other, and I'm, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I really don't care. I don't see any other programming on here that's like this. Like, it's all about the people, and I
well,
guess
how is
the
that
involved,
programming? What do you mean like this? How is that programming? I want you to go. Do you go further?
The fact that
be
it's
shady.
This. It's this, there's no shade here, but the fact that it's this drama series about her where the rest of these are like docuseries and everyone's involved. So it's this drama series about Aretha Franklin, but no Aretha Franklin inspo. But why is this particular type of show on National Geographic? And the answer truly is because nobody else picked this shit up. But then it makes me look at Nat Geo like, so why are y'all picking this shit up? This
because
is weird.
They no, tried it.
It was yeah, very weird because I was watching, like, it went from like, Aretha, and then it's like a documentary about birds in the wild. Like, I was like, this is so fucking strange. This is a strange lineup of content.
A strange slate of programming, right? Yeah.
Like, just very,
who
very
the
weird.
Fuck program this?
But, you know, hey, it got done. It's on Hulu, which technically you don't even really care what network is on because it pops right up with everything
else. How you feel about Aretha having her feet out in the casket? Honestly.
Oh, with the shoes. I forgot that. And weren't they crossed? Like her ankles were crossed?
At the ankle, which means they put a little stitch in there.
Stop
to keep
it,
her
Dustin.
Feet from, you know what I'm saying? Rigor mortis will set in. Rigor mortis will set in, rather. And you know, you'll do a scissor kick real quick before you even know it. You'd be dead like a motherfucker. Before you know it. You know what I'm saying? So
God forgive me, Lord.
They had to put a butterfly stitch from ankle to ankle.
You know what I thought it was fly.
They just put the shoes on it.
I would do that with the new Jordans I got from Aleli May. I'd be like, get the right socks too.
I'm gonna wear some Clark's Wallabies.
What color?
No, you know what I'm gonna get?
What
I'm gonna
color?
Get black. I'm gonna get some of them nursing shoes. You know them nursing shoes with the little heart on the side. So, I'm gonna die in some nursing shoes because I want to help people with my legacy. That's why. Can you imagine somebody dying? So can you imagine going to somebody's funeral and they got their feet out with some Chinese slippers on?
That would be me. Oh, some Birkenstocks. Hey, you know I'm with it. It's a movement.
Okay. A sling back if you a real bitch. You put a shoe on with a sling back heel. You know what I'm saying?
Not if you a real bitch.
Hey, guess what else? Put an insole in my shit. Since we dressing my feet, I want to be comfortable. In
where
that.
You going,
put a Dr. Scholl's insole. Well, I'm going to hell. But I'm on the list. Not only am I going, I'm on the list at the door. They know me up in there. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, oh hey, what's up? Come on, you want to burn in the back or the front? Where you want to go? That's what they're gonna say to me. Yeah.
Oh my God, y'all have me.
Y'all. I don't even know like where crying. To go. Just someone send Tavion the notes, okay?
Oh Jesus. My God, Tavion. We only have what 2 episodes left of Buried by the Bernards. You know, I've liked them. I've grown attached, Dustin. I'll give it to you. You got me hooked.
Thank
on
you,
the show.
And so have I. Thank you. That's what I was trying to tell you. I knew all along. I said, that grandmama is so much a hell on wheels. I know I called Apple Watts a meerkat. But Debbie, that's a goddamn jaguar. She's a motherfucker, a mountain lion.
Jesus. Right.
For those of you who know that,
ooh,
for those of
you,
for those of you who think the gospel music is going too far, you know who Apple? I fuck Apple Watts. I wish she would tweet.
No,
me
not Apple Watts. Debbie from Jesus. Buried by the Bernards.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry.
Wait, why you don't like Apple Watts? I always
I do. No, I just got defensive
one.
Because you know you had said she was gonna tweet me, so I got in battle mode. Like, well, bitch, fuck you. I ain't got to be mad at you. Bitch, you throwing at me. We finna fight it out. So I thought, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Much love to Apple.
Real quickly, because we are talking about Buried by the Bernards and Patreon. For those of you that are interested in subscribing to Patreon, make sure you subscribe around the first, usually the first or after, because Patreon is making sure to, they will charge you every time on the first. So just make sure you subscribe on or around the first. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead, actually, friend.
No, I was going to say, we know it's another thing we completely forgot to announce is the Discord server that we have now. It's almost 1,000 people on it, which is pretty awesome because that was more organic. Like, we happened to mention it casually on Twitter and I think on the Patreon, but we did not mention it on the show. And it's super cute. If you've never been on Discord, I'm like, how would you describe? It was a gamer's site, but everyone else kind of just took over. There's a lot of really cool accounts on there. I actually follow Jaden XD's Discord on there. But the friend zone one is cute. It's like, think of it as like a house. And then there's a lot of different rooms. And in each room, it's like you have the wellness segment room, TV land room, music land room. There's a room where each of us has space to share our announcements for whatever we may be working on our respective brands. We have the ecosystem room, which is where people are sharing job listings, whether they're looking for a job, whether they have a job they're offering. What else? I feel like we have a lot of really... An introduction room, obviously, so anyone who signs up can go in there. It's ASL. What is it? Age, sex, location. Very AOL days.
I thought that meant it was sign language.
I mean, same thing.
Yeah, now.
I'm trying to pull it up.
So make sure when you guys are on Discord that you are being respectful, but you're also having fun. There's tons of fun things to do in Discord. You can share pictures on there. You can talk about the show. You can get informed on there. There's plenty of ton things to do on Discord. And the more that you participate on there, you're going to level up, and you don't know what that means. Just have fun for now, and you can figure out all the extra stuff a little bit later, because it's just good little housing for the friend zone conversation. So don't feel intimidated when you start this new platform. Because yeah, a lot of people, like you said, friend, they use it for different things. There's people on Discord for their stock stuff. There's people on Discord for their music communities. So it's just like a big community board for all things friend zone and to build on our ecosystem. So check it out.
Yeah, it's a cute place for the friend zone. And a couple of people were asking if we could have a gamer section. Now, that's where my my pay grade stops, because I set everything else up, but I did not know about that part. So I was like, let me defer to Asante.
Oh, yeah, you're not gay. on the gay man section.
Come on and hand the baton over to me, friend.
I'll
do a gamer section, and I think I'm gonna add a couple bots on the server too, just to
what
to
does that some mean?
Things on there.
You have to, you know.
So there are things that you. So there's a, you know, you can play music on there. They're on the voice channels. There, mm-hmm. there's friend. We're gonna talk on the side, because I don't want everybody to hear all this stuff. And be like, oh, they gonna do all that, and be like, okay, no, we're not gonna do all that.
Yeah, okay? Put me on.
There's tons of fun little things. We gonna get you tapped in for real, and everybody else come tap in with us.
And, you know, the wait, because some people were asking how the hell did I even discover Discord, which I'm like, y'all, I'm not that old.
Right.
And actually, I have to shout out Xavier Omar, because I had heard of it and seen people in the financial game that were using it to create like membership groups for like, you know, stock tips and things like that, and crypto and things of that nature. But then I saw him use it for a listening party. Like when he was releasing that last album of his, he actually had his listening party with his fans. I think it was like a cap of 1,000 people, and they all signed up. And I was like, let me see what this is, just because, you know, we're in the tech field. So anything that we can learn to expand our creations is always going to be beneficial. So I signed up, and then he somehow saw that I was in it, which made me laugh, because he was like, Fran, you're in my Discord. And he put me as an admin, and I didn't know what that meant. I was like, does that mean I can like kick people out? I was like, what does that mean? But it's super cute, because he was talking. It was like the voice of God. He was talking in one of the voice channels.
Mm-hmm. MC Light.
Literally that.
At the BET Awards.
MC Light of the BET Awards.
Not stop.
And it was cool, because he was like playing his album and then telling stories about each song, like how they came together. It was very like MTV Diaries from back in the day, but the Discord server version. And I was here for that. I was
Shout
like,
out
well,
to Xavier
this
Omar.
Is interesting. Yeah.
And Monday morning.
You can play audio on there. You can do video chat on there. You can play games on there. People can post their own. If like we did a voice channel, we could have people play their music on there. But originally I had Solection. I was part of their Discord server, and then a couple gaming, you know, Animal Crossing, of course, I was on
Ooh,
their Discord.
Ooh, that sounds like a good Discord.
There's
server.
Just tons of things that you can do on there, and you can even have like secret rooms on there, or rooms for people that just want to participate or know more about certain things. So if you are interested in joining Discord, please join Discord, parlay on into our server, and then do some homework, and maybe you can start your own server, and then we have our ecosystem you can always dial right back into. So great, great, great app. And I can't wait for everybody to explore and get more familiar with it.
Yeah, so I'll include the link in our, where everything else is, where all the information is. And then I'll make sure to attach it. Wow, that's new.
You're attaching it.
You gotta,
that shit.
Some things you have to attach.
You gotta, that's
attach.
All I had for
you gotta
it.
Attach it.
I will attach it to.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta attach it. That's it.
The tweet that we put out about the episode on our Friend Zone official Twitter, I'll make sure to attach it to that tweet so that it's easy to find. And if you're on our Facebook, which is the Friend Zone Podcast, I'll post it on there too, on the Patreon, all around. We'll make sure that it's easy to find. But I did want to put that out there, because it's been such a cute community, and I was like, we keep forgetting to mention it on the show for some reason. But it's been nice. I feel like we have like stepped up our tech game, you know, with Patreon and Discord, and just finding new ways to connect with our Friend Zone fam, which has been really cute.
I agree. And I think that being on Discord, you know, it reminds me of trying to hook your computer up. You'd be like, what do I need, Discord or that one? You know what I'm saying? Like, which one do I need? So I love Discord. I think it's very much advanced technologically.
Only Dustin.
I think it's great to have now too, because I remember a while back we were trying to figure out like a message board or something. Mm-hmm. So this was like the perfect like tie-in to bring it all together. So
most definitely
organically how it evolves.
Yeah.
This is the Friend Zone. Friend Zone.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
This next part is going to be a little bit of a spoiler, but I just want to get this out of the way because I have never been so happy to lose a bet. So, Dustin, what is your Cash App?
Because we forgot. I'm so glad you said. Let me forget.
Because we actually did the episode, and the next day I watched.
Dustin didn't let us forget. I saw that tweet. He said King Crab in all caps.
And I'm out of town, so run it, because I can use it. So, that's it.
So is it to your phone number?
Cash App was $20 DF Ross. Thank you very much.
Okay. So you can tell the people.
I'm just going to write Trevor on the note part. Trevor.
So you can tell the people. You can't tell them you ain't get your money.
Run it up. What Jocelyn said, run me my money.
You sent Dustin Ross $20. Proof.
I've never been happy to lose a bet. Shout out to Trevor and Delisa because it is beautiful to see. First of all, it was beautiful to watch them all meet each other and how much love was
there. Asante, you ain't seen the Cash App.
I was the first one that said Cash App.
You're doing a lot of talking. You ain't seen the Cash App.
I want all the people watching to comment on this part to show that I showed him first. So what the hell was he doing when I showed him?
I wasn't looking.
You should have been looking if you wanted your money. You up there saying, Jocelyn.
Update me now.
You see that? I see that now.
Exactly. Well, I see $20. I don't see where it went, if we being honest. I see $20. I see an amount. I don't see a destination. If you're going to show a recipient, you need to show the right recipient.
We're buying you dinner and a round of drinks in Tulum. Look at that. Enjoy. But I was happy because Trevor Lowkey was my first choice. But I do love Chloe. I just found her super fucking funny. She made my day every time she came on the screen. The right person, absolutely.
The right person deserved to win. The right person won. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the right person winning, the right person won the versus battle last night on Triller and Instagram Live between Escape and SWV.
You were on this from day one.
I don't like to say from the beginning. You know what my preferred phrasing is? From the giddy up. I told y'all from the giddy up. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, Escape is about to wash these hoes. That's exactly what they did. I much love to SWV and their amazing catalog of music. I love Weekend. And I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. So I definitely identify with SWV. But Escape won. We're going to tell the truth, goddammit. Escape motherfucking won. Presentation. Okay. Let's take the score card.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Every time presentation. I see the word presentation, I think I'm a
musicality. Presentation. Musicality. Set list. Wardrobe. Support in the audience. You name it. Escape performance. You name it. Escape wash their asses. And I love to see it because I was
right. But let's talk about music.
That's why I love to see it.
And vocals.
Let's talk about it.
And vocals.
Let's talk about it.
Come on.
Well, why didn't they sing? Only one person in SWV can sing.
Oh no. Taj and Lilia can sing. It's hard. Best. Coco is also like an extraordinary voice. Like not very many people can top that.
So is Candy. So is Latasha. So is Tamika. And so is Tamika. Thank you very much. Matter of fact, Escape's so good, they got two bitches named Tamika in the group. You understand what I'm saying? Like one wasn't enough. They overachieved. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So
I mean, listen, I love Escape. I literally grew up on them. Know every fucking song. Know every album. You know how every hood girl.
What's your problem?
Every girl in the hood that could sing would be singing tonight and Who Can I Run To, and all I need from you is understanding. Like, listen, I get it. That's like they're us, but.
And do you want to?
When Coco finally activated, like when she woke up and her energy stepped into the building and she got on that mic, you're not going to tell me that she didn't shut that whole hall room down.
One of three. Escape by four members that can all sing.
Yeah, but Coco so, bodies everybody on that entire stage, in my opinion. Yeah,
because she's rude, and so she doesn't have any choice but to swallow it up. Now, what I will say to in defense of Coco and her disposition, which some people may have misinterpreted, she actually went on Instagram and said that right before her verses, as she was in the hotel room preparing, she saw someone be shot and killed. A woman got shot and killed. She watched it happen outside her room. So she was going through extreme PTSD.
Okay.
She was very anxious the whole time. Yeah. And that's why she appeared a little bit, you know, off.
Disassociated.
And I remember Lily saying, like, you know, if y'all knew what it took for us to be here tonight, for Coco to be here tonight, whatever. So I love SWV. I'm not trying to diminish their talent or anything like that. But as far as last night and the show that is literally called Versus, which therein denotes a competition.
You got it, though, as far as performance, because Escape, when they came out singing, standing up,
Is My Living in Vain.
Right. That was amazing to me. And I almost feel, I don't know if y'all read it that way, that they had prepared a whole show, but when they saw SWV not get up, they kind of were just like, all right, well, if that's the energy we on, that's the energy we on.
I think that's what the other three people said. Candy was like, we still gonna go with the show. Cause you could tell, like,
she was getting up, walking down the steps. Yeah.
And she was keeping them on script, on what appeared to be the script. She was introducing the songs appropriately and offering context and backstories, all those things.
A show.
Meanwhile, her other group mate, Tamika Scott, Latasha Scott's sister, not Tiny, the other Tamika, she was telling Spinderella to come out front and show her t-shirt. So I think you can see, you know what I'm saying, the varying degrees of even within the group
They came to perform. You know,
and shout out to Spinderella, because she never got her just due. So I'm glad to see her on the stage and with some people that she really fucks with.
Looking in her good. Mm-hmm.
And sounding good, doing a good-ass job.
Well, here's the thing. Spinderella is a legend in rap culture, in black culture, and even in pop culture.
Cemented.
Because Salt and Pepper was a crossover pop success. Mm-hmm. And I think that Sandy and Peppa, or Salt, Cheryl, Sandy is Pepper, so Salt, who is Cheryl James, that was her name. So Salt and Pepper, I think that they have excluded Spinderella from being a member of the group. There, we know that they were just in some sort of legal battle. Well, they felt like the group was always Salt and Pepper, and Spinderella was their DJ that they added. Spinderella felt like, listen, I've performed on some of these songs. I'm a member of this group, and I'm entitled to certain things. And so that's where the divide kind of
and
came
a DJ
between the two.
Makes
and really
a
still
world.
Exists today.
And a DJ makes a world of a difference. Have you ever seen an artist just stand up and rap without a DJ? It is not the same. When that DJ's back there hyping you up, you know, mixing shit in a way that your audience hasn't heard on your record.
And they branded her, right, friend?
Yeah.
They branded her as part of the group. Like, when you saw Salt and Pepper, you saw Spinderella. She wore the jackets, too. She was featured in the shots and the videos.
She was fly, talented.
As a fan of the group. And, you know, we thought that Spinderella was part of the group. It was Salt and Pepper and Spinderella. So, shout out to her. And it's good that but that's never been a question. She's consistently worked outside of even being a part of the group. She's been on the radio. She's DJed for tours. She's a relevant, credible DJ and a female DJ, which deserves all the flowers in the world. So shout out to DJ Spinderella.
Word.
But she still could have stayed. She didn't have to come out with that shirt on.
What was wrong with the shirt?
She could wear it, but they ain't have to bring her down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you going off script. This just shows the difference between Candy and Tiny.
When she walked across.
And the other two. Candy and Tiny had a script. They knew the run of show. They were ready for the thing. Tamika Scott. I'm just gonna call her over here because it don't really matter. Let's call her out to the front because, you know, we ain't gotta be formal. No, you ghetto motherfucker. Yes, you do have to be formal. This is your group being allowed to showcase your catalog of music after how many years in the game? this is a hell of an opportunity for you. So you do have to be formal. While you should have a good time and enjoy yourself and be upbeat, you need to understand that there's a structure and a format right. to this thing flowing. And yeah, mm-hmm. you have to respect that.
Because then you have sometimes awkward pauses.
You can't let your ghetto-ness betray you. You have to respect the flow and the you know what I'm saying, the framework of the show. You have to respect that.
I am crying. Now, do y'all, I saw people saying that they feel that Candy, because a lot of it mm-hmm. was her solo shit, they feel like mm-hmm. she probably said the only way I'll be a part of this is if I can have these moments that are just like about my pen. Do you believe that?
I don't believe that's people who want to play into this old narrative of Candy being, you know, anti, of Candy being opposite of the cohesive and the cohesive nature of the group and the harmony and peace of the group. Everyone thinks that Candy is the person because they had a well-documented feud that lasted for many, many years where Candy said, I will not participate in the group unless you right this wrong. Mm. Unless you go the same way that you went on the radio and told that lie, you got to go on the radio and tell the truth. Otherwise, I'm not fucking with it. Mm. And Candy had the support of her career as a songwriter. She had the support of her work that extended far beyond the boundaries of her group Escape to make a move like that. And people, you are, if you're a person who identifies as the first part of JT's verse on Act Up by the City Girls, when she said, real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. If you're a person who identifies as that, you get Candy. You understand why she did that. And I think that once she accepted forgiveness from Tamika Scott, based on what we've seen from Candy on The Housewives, based on what we've seen from everything that Candy has showed us and shared with us outside of her group, I will make the statement that I believe that Candy has approached her participation in the group with an open heart after the forgiveness. Candy love Escape is what made Candy Burris who she is to this day. That's why Candy right. is a housewife, because she came from Escape. And I think that above everyone else, Candy is aware of that, and she respects that. That's why I think that she was so willing to be like, I don't even want to touch the group if it's not right, because she has an honor and a respect for the group that made her who she is today. Mm-hmm. So I get why everybody said that, because Candy was taking the lead. She was sitting closest to the center. She was right. leading the intro of all the songs. You know, she did that. But let's be real.
But that's her energy.
Out of the four members in the group, Candy She's is the person who is the most seasoned in television. She's a person right. who is can take and assume their role. Secondary position, Tiny, Tamika Cotto, who has also had a successful, thriving career in television and having to be up front. So the other two sisters, they was at home until Candy said, let's make up, let's be real. That's what was going on. Mm. So plus, once they brought the mother two back, it's natural to me for Candy to take the leadership position in the group when it comes to intro and the songs on the verses. You know? And I think that there are people who are aware of the conflicts and feuds that group had and want to kind of still try to stoke those flames and, you know, that create a conflict when there really doesn't have to be one. Like, they've moved on, and let's be real. The group would not have been up on Versus tonight if Candy wasn't on fucking Housewives.
And if Candy wasn't relevant. And plus, you can't deny that gap, too. So you have to fill in that, like, gap of time to bridge it to now for what the new work was. And Candy had her solo stuff out. And if Tiny would have had some solo stuff out, too. But
also, how much solo stuff are we saying Candy presented? Because there was only what?
Two songs.
She presented three? Bills, 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 which she wrote for Destiny's Child. Mm-hmm. And then she presented You and That by T-Pain, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And what else? What other solo song was it? We talking about a 20-song set list. If Candy had two solo songs,
right.
Coco Clemens opened with a solo song, Endow right. Me. That's not a SWV song. That's a True. Coco Clemens cover
right.
of a gospel song.
Record, yeah.
So why is Candy being painted as the person who wants all the attention, you know, and wants everything to be about her simply because she has had a consistent and legitimate presence in entertainment, while some of her group members have not, and while SWV has not?
Is she gonna talk about it, do you think, on that after show that you guys have been talking about? Speak on it. Yeah, I was wondering because I subscribed. I was like, I wonder if she's gonna do the verses.
I think she will, because especially since season 13 of The Housewives has wrapped, and so there won't be a weekly recap necessary for that. She's gonna have to now populate that space on her YouTube channel with other content.
Right.
And what better thing to give commentary about than her versus battle, right? It's such an honor as a recording artist to even be qualified to participate in a versus battle, to even have the catalog to support your space in to support your presence in a versus battle.
Word.
So Candy, Ben Candy from Escape, we all and many more people have come to know her from her presence on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. But let's be clear, Candy is Candy and Tiny is Tiny because they were in Escape. And I love the fact that they are able to honor that and support that with ventures like this versus performance. I love it. Let people know your catalog and reintroduce people to Candy, the artist. I love that.
I hope that Candy repopulates or starts to populate her after show on YouTube with more music stuff. And it would be dope to watch
That'd
her work
sick.
With artists or even do some more stuff with Escape and talk about some old group stuff, whatever. It would just be dope to see really cool like music content on her YouTube. So,
have you seen her show On That Note?
I saw her a couple times. Yeah. And she is that the one where she has like guest influencers mm-hmm. and people come
it's,
in?
It's strictly about music. She mm-hmm. has people.
Where is that?
She has her.
YouTube?
It's on her YouTube channel, okay. Candy Online.
Okay.
She has a series called On That Note where she literally interviews her industry peers in the music industry, mm-hmm. talks about her years as a recording artist, as a songwriter.
I'm digging into that.
Music
today.
Strategy. Yeah. On That Note. Look it up. It's on Candy's channel. On That Note. Listen. Candy Burris is always going to be Candy Burris. And I love her approach and her strategy to her work. Candy takes herself seriously, not in a Lisa Ray way, where it's like you take yourself too seriously. We don't care enough about you as you think we do. But in a way where like Candy like respects her years and her history and the sacrifices that she made to be a entertainer. And she reflects that through her presentation, through the new ideas that she comes up with to, you know, speak to her history as a recording artist and as a music industry veteran. So I love what Candy's doing. And to your point, Asante, she has a existing series right now called On That Note, where she does exactly what you brought up. Interviews her industry peers, has conversations with people that she has that sort of history with, and takes a deep dive into Candy the musician, Candy the music industry professional. So that exists and it's there for watching. Y'all should watch it.
I'm binging that today. So
her
mom.
Candy for the next music competition show. Sorry.
Oh, as a judge, that would be lit, actually. So that'd her mom. Great.
Candy for American Idol.
So your Zoom name, Candy Mama. So.
Mama Joyce.
Okay, well, that came today. I can tell you why. Because, like, as I said, their versus battle was last night. And there was some footage on Candy's Instagram story of her and Mama Joyce post versus battle. Mama Joyce obviously was in the audience. She was wearing a Fendi dress. You know what I'm saying? It was just good to see Mama Joyce.
She's so
and
funny.
When she got on Candy's story, she said, Escape did good and they beat SW. And Candy was like, Mama, Mama, Mama. And she was like, I'm just saying. Escape voice, they sang and they whooped, they beat SW. They was better. And Candy was like, Mama, Mama.
She's like,
you know what I'm saying? She like, yes. And so that's, and you know, I love Mama Joyce. Mama Joyce don't give
proud.
A fuck. Yeah, so
yeah,
I'm Candy Mama today.
Their dynamic reminds me so much of me and my mom. Because you see how Candy's mm-hmm, more mm-hmm. of the like, let's not do that. And her mom's like, no, mm-hmm. y'all fucking My mom would have been like, the Friend Zone is the best motherfucking podcast you ever, you know, like she would just gas
That's
it
right.
to the point where she don't
Shout
care
Shout out to
you,
hey, friend mama.
Yes.
We
Wait,
love you, friends, mama.
I know. She's so funny, my mama. But I do want to go back, though, because we didn't really get to Asante kind of started with the circle winner, because I feel like we didn't
yes.
really get the chance to talk about that. I got emotional. I was like, ew, look at me getting emotional over the circle. What is my life? But it was so sweet seeing Trevor win.
Okay. Before we get to Trevor Winter, or before we come back around, let's just walk them back into the room. So you already said you love Chloe, because you remember that when they came into the room and met each other. You said you love Chloe. We know Trevor ass won. And then Courtney came into the room and they saw Courtney. nobody, like, it was just funny to watch them all interact with each other, because when they saw Courtney, he just like pranced into the damn room. But it was still so funny because Courtney comes into the room, and then River comes into the room with his old ass, and then who was it? Oh, the two catfishes. I was low-key upset, like, watching it all, like, there at the table, because I was like, Courtney just don't give a fuck. Because then they go to the other room with the people that went home first, or the other people, and then you just see Tara Leisha ass sitting there arguing with Savannah. I was like, how?
Which was Savannah also Garcia? Like, ew. Like, why y'all mad? Like, it's a show. It's silly. I don't know. Maybe I feel that way because, like, I'm watching. But yeah, but I was just like, Tara Leisha, don't do that.
I didn't like the cut either, because the cut was Savannah had read Tara Leisha, and I was like, damn. Like,
well, yeah, let me not Tara even Leisha, say Tara Leisha, because it was really both of them. They just came in with the fucking knives. It was both their ass.
But Tara Leisha ass did, she did drop it first, which is ultimately what got her ass sent home when she decided to throw them daggers out there in the beginning.
Right.
But it was,
I'm with it, though. I like a motherfucker say what they got to say. You know what I'm saying? I like that. So it's a part of me.
True.
You know,
like, even though Tara Leisha
went out like that, I was like, I respect you, mama. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It was so funny to watch Chloe and
on
Trevor
on a personal though. Level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I respected her shit, her G.
Did you catch when Chloe said she was starting to fall for Trevor, and mm-hmm. Delisa was like, you know, there's room for a third if you're interested.
I was dead. I was like, okay, mama.
Right. Her pussy got hot when she seen that shit. She was like, ooh. She felt a little moisture down below that. That's what happened.
No, my favorite was like, oh, Michelle Buteau telling Chloe, like, you know, since, do you want to reconfigure who you thought was your brother and who was your boyfriend now that you see what Mitchell looks like? She was like, bitch, yes, now that you say so. Mitchell was in the back, like, he was in the back.
Look,
like,
no,
so
Michelle
what
got it started when she saw Mitch, and she was like, it's so good to see you with your shirt on. Every time I see you at your shirt off, I was like, okay, Michelle, shit.
He's a cutie pie. And no, but the funniest one was the hippie one, when Michelle was like, how did you feel being the first one? And he was like, you know, I live with no regrets. And she was like, you're just a walking fortune cookie, huh? Sounded so
like,
crazy.
Damn, of course his ass appeared as how he really was, but of course you he would seem like a motherfucking catfish.
We should do the circle. We should do the circle and play together, the three of us. We should all be one person on the circle.
Yo,
I guarantee
that would
you we will win.
Fucking
that would
hilarious.
Be Netflix.
Holla at your boy. I feel like the three of us, the friend zone as one person, we could
who would
like
we,
murder.
Who would we be could, though?
Circle makes a square.
Huh? No, we can't say who we would be on here.
Right. We gotta. That's too
we
much.
We should be that if guy. Anything, the
we,
guy
we'll
with
talk
the
about
big,
it on Patreon.
The guy with the big hair that had the little girl with the big hair.
You know what? I thought
you
want to.
You
want to
step in the room?
I'm the biggest fraud that you've seen thus far. No. I'm the biggest fraud no. that you've seen thus far. No. Hello.
Imagine when his
fake
picture
hair,
comes up on the screen.
Nigga.
Everybody right. be like, oh, okay. Who is
fake
this?
Fake ass, bald headed ass. I'm surprised it went over that long. Because most of the time, when people have hair, you know, you pull it, you play with it, you do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Even a hater, you can't tell me he had that much visibility and no hater ever ran by like him on the street and was like,
in Harlem.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, like, somebody was like, you know, I don't know. Like, see how your hair is natural, and Asante, your hair is natural, and even mine, it's short, it's there, but it's natural. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't understand.
We should do a poll.
You ain't shit for lying like that.
We should do a poll.
We should have him on the show, is what we should do. So we can be like, why did you lie?
It could be our own Generation Hustle episode.
I'm crying. No, let's do a poll on Patreon to ask who we would play as. Who would we be? Yeah, that would actually be really fucking
let's
funny because our Patreon is hilarious. But yeah, I was happy that Trevor won, and her husband is so cute. Isn't he so cute? When he came up on the tablet, his teeth, he's just such mm-hmm. a cute dude. Super, super cute.
Look, Chloe didn't know what to do. She was in Mitchell's arms and she was like,
did
oh
you
my God,
see that?
Trevor?
Okay,
like,
I was wondering if anybody exactly else caught that. She was in the back, like, looking all kind of hard on the tablet. I was like, girl, he's married. Even though they said she could come in. But
well, she y'all nah. Chloe was choosing, honey.
Yeah, I was
a man. Trevor won, but Chloe still won, okay?
But Mitchell's also a virgin too, which is interesting. Remember when he was saying he was a virgin? And Chloe was like, bullshit. Yeah,
I knew he was.
Why are you saying that?
What was against what gave that away, Dustin?
I don't even have to go on no further because I feel like everybody, so at this point, it's groupthink. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody understands, so I don't even have to go no further. But I just want to say, yeah, I knew that. I knew he was a virgin.
It's funny that he was related to the old boy and the mama from last season. Though. It was like, what? Like, there's another one of y'all?
Right.
Right.
Ain't nobody fucking.
And I was trying to remember the last season, too. Was the son playing at him as himself and then the mom just was there secretly, or were they as a
he
duo?
He was playing with himself.
I yes, couldn't friend. Remember. Okay. I was like, how did they do the duo thing? I'm so mad at Dustin.
It was the son's profile and the mom was there too. It was like, why do you need your mom to help you do this? But
apparently she felt right. like she could help him talk to important. Girls. I don't know, who knows? But wait, can we pivot?
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I'm in the zone. Can we pivot to music? Because I feel like we haven't really talked about music in a little bit because we didn't even have the freaking Music Man segment last week. We were so.
I got something for y'all.
All right, so okay, the Shelly.
Shelly FKA Drum.
What a perfect project! I tweeted about it too, and he tweeted me back. He seems like such a nice person. I don't know. I don't know if he has any pronouns or what, but I was just like. That was so cute. They were like, thank you so much, you know, but the project is perfect. I love the song with Summer Walker.
Yes.
I mean, out the gate, I was like, I turned my head because it just started playing on my Spotify and I turned my head. I was like, what is this? There it was. Shelly FKA Drum. The whole project.
He did a cover of one of my favorite Daft Punk songs, Something About Us, and it was so beautiful because he does everything really so stylistically. Good. We've loved Drum forever since Erykah back in the Badu. Day with Broccoli. He has so many features on this project, but it's him, or it's them, they sell, he just knows what to do. I'm sorry. If I'm getting your pronouns wrong, excuse me. So
yeah, I was like, I don't
just
know
love if... this project.
So
I mean, that's we have to be conscious. So yes, yeah. Thank you, friend.
Yeah, I'm trying to go to their Twitter to see if maybe they have a, because I don't want to get it wrong. Shelly FK Drum. No, I don't see anything, so I'm not entirely sure. But the project was flawless, Shelly. You did that. What a great project. What a vibey, like perfect for spring. You know, like I was sitting on my terrace, just chilling, drinking. What was I drinking? Kombucha, had the music playing, chilling on my egg chair. You feel me with my plants? I was good this weekend. Living my best life. But wait, I have a song for y'all. Hold on. So I admittedly have never really paid attention to Lil Yachty's music like that.
Uh-huh.
Like, not really, really. When I say really, really, I mean, like, I may know your singles, but I don't know that your album cuts, you know? But
you know
I heard...
he did the bang? Remember when he was like...
He's funny as hell. And now him coming out with nail polish.
Nail polish.
But gender I'm confused because it's like gender neutral, but I'm like, it is... polish not gender neutral, but I guess
I mean people don't want you to think that if a little boy playing with nail polish, his mama gonna say that's for girls. So
true.
It's the bottle design, you know what I'm saying?
So
niggas don't feel
like?
Comfortable getting a big glass, you know, bob of red liquid, you know what I'm saying, with a white
goodness.
top. This in a black canister. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the difference, God damn it. Like, it's palatable. Yeah, all right. I'm going to take that. All right. That's the response.
Nail polish, that's man. Difference. That's like the right. Like the body wash.
It ain't nail polish, it's nail polish. Okay, wow. There you go. Yeah.
What a world. We are so silly sometimes. But right, the song,
as if it matters. Somebody give a fuck.
The song dumb.
You know how
the
many
song,
niggas I know wear nail polish?
Like, and I'm talking about, somebody that will beat your ass any day of
with
the week.
With black toenail polish on.
Exactly.
Okay?
That they went and got done at the salon. Okay. I have seen it myself. But the song I love is called Coffin. Have y'all heard it? It is so tight. Mm-hmm. This is how it goes.
I want to hear it.
Give me the keys to the coupe, I'ma pull out. Gotta work cons, cause I do not pull out. Walk in the spot, 50 deep with the tool out. They know that it sucks, show out at the cookout. We getting money, don't care about what they on. Finger fuck hunnids at home all alone in the suit with a steel like a bone. Bro finna Jackson, like Shimon. I took the chrome to chrome. I took this bitch a bone. I made her leave a phone, yes. Who said we ain't made records? Rich ass still eating checkers. Still pull up double decker. Still control the whole mecca. Still that nigga, still. I still fuck her, I will. Might put this bitch in my will.
Nigga, you gonna do what? Nigga, you tripping, nigga. Hold on, nigga. Hold on.
Chill. Fucking this bitch in the hills, I ain't even licking shit.
He's so. Just, and she held the pole.
That lady looks so bad.
Could you imagine that lady seeing that video go viral? I know she was so fucking embarrassed.
Oh my God. Like, she like, I was just jamming on my way home.
In my
I ain't
own fucking
about
world.
Right.
But ain't that record crazy though? The do 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 do.
Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, I love it. So I've been playing that on repeat. Let me see what else I've been playing. Where am I? Oh, so Cleo Soul and Lil Sims have a new record.
I love. Did you see the video?
Yes, I watched it, of course, because they were playing snippets of it on IG maybe like a week ago, and I was like, all right, let me keep my eye out. But the song is called Woman, and it is dope. And Cleo, you know, she has my heart, so she's always going. She always understands the assignment, and this is how
word
it goes.
Word to Cleo Soul.
Women got the melanin dripping, L-O-N-D-O-N, city girl living in the back, looking like fire, chili pepper, Yoruba girl tougher than imperial leather. He was getting bitter while she was getting better, diamonds are forever. Miss Sierra Leone looking like a gem, works hard in the week, party on the weekend. Know you wanna live with no one watching how you spend, got a thing for the finer things and the finer men. Miss Tanzania, she a do or die, says she wanna know more about the Sukuma tribe. We hit the zoo, once wasn't enough, got an ocean full of knowledge, you could scuba dive. Miss Ethiopia can play so jazzy, they sit you down at school, you want Selassie. Tell them you're nothing without a woman, no. Woman to woman, I just wanna see you glow. Tell them what's up.
I love that little part where she's like, no, I just want to see you glow.
What a combo. That made my day. They sound awesome together. I love Lil Sims, honestly.
Yes.
I'm such a fan. Which one of y'all got an elephant in your room?
I know, right? They're outside. I feel so bad. I was trying to, the elephant on your wall, but it's outside my room. I was trying to disguise that they outside with a goddamn. It sounds like a weed whacker.
It does.
You know what I'm saying? That they outside like cleaning shit up. I am so sorry. I did not know they was gonna be out there. But in the meantime, I got some music for your ass.
Yes, those are
so
mine.
So this song I actually learned about on the beach last night here in Tulum. I was on the beach with actually the people who made this song. So this song is by a group called Don't Leak. And the song is called Posting and Ghosting. Just check it out and vibe. And I know y'all are going to love this. Listen. Posting and ghosting, right?
Yeah,
there you go, Fran. Fran is on it. I got one more song by them that I discovered last night. Again, I was just blown away by this music and led to share with you guys. And then I have a new song from my baby Cash Doll that I'm playing after that.
Uh-oh.
So one more song by Don't Leak. It's called Keep It. This song is called Keep It Calm. And again, all this music is available on Apple Music, all digital streaming platforms. The group is called Don't Leak, L-E-A-K. And the song is called Keep It Calm. Check this out, y'all.
I'm under attack, or I'm too attached. What is all that? Said I would die for you, I take it back. You're not the one, that's just a fact. I'm seeing clearer now, I admit. I don't want parts of your ignorance. Had me uncomfortable in my skin. Everything hypervigilant.
You just tell me whatever you like. Saying I'm wrong when you know I'm right. This ain't how we're supposed to live. And I will not let you in.
Just keep it calm and let it go away. And just
Let's Keep It Calm by Don't Leak. It's a fucking vibe.
I like this
y'all.
Vibe. Yeah, this I is love beach. That, right? This is beach music, so I could see how you
beach vibe. So mm-hmm. I was and it was nighttime too, y'all. So
oh,
I was like
I
totally
it.
Like just
I
in a moment. But shout out mm-hmm. to Don't Leak. Also shout out to my friend Sean Ross. I'm here celebrating his birthday. Shout out to Sean Ross, who also just dropped his debut album. It's called Shift. It's available on all streaming platforms, Spotify, SoundCloud. He has some incredible visuals. I'm not sure if you guys have gotten a chance to see him, but his visuals for this project are incredible. Like Sean and Rush are doing their thing. Shout out to Rush Like a Thrill. They're doing their thing. And
I
love
Brooke
his
DeLo.
Music.
So, shout out to Brooke DeLo, Brooke, too.
Brooke DeLo, hell yeah. Huge part of this project. Yes. So shout out to them. Everybody download that new Sean Ross. Happy birthday, Sean. I love you. And the next thing I want to play, finally, is Thumbin' by Cash Doll. Now, y'all know I love me some motherfucking Cash Doll.
Oh, we know.
Y'all know she's my favorite. I love everything about her. I love her talents, her presentation, everything. I love her swag, her charisma. Like, she's that girl. And she got a new song called Thumbin' about counting money and it's just amazing.
That's a
She's
dope
been thumbing
name for
through
that.
Them hundreds all day. So, and look at the cover art. So here
She's
we
so
go,
beautiful.
Y'all. This is Thumbin' by Cash Doll. Here we go.
She's beautiful.
Hey, Knox, this that way.
I've been thumbing through these hundreds all day. I got paper cuz I'm thumbing through this money all day. Thumbing, thumbing, thumbing. Thumbing, thumbing, thumbing. The full trade. One thing Cash gotta say, when it come to getting this paper, nigga, I don't play. Broke nigga always talking broke shit. Broke nigga always got a broke bitch. So cute, look at that, what they done did. Broke nigga, broke bitch, had a broke kid. I'm just trying to get the bands. I got a fetish these niggas don't understand. Counting this money is really hurting my hand. In 5 minutes, I'm with the 100 grand.
Thumbin' by Cash Doll.
Crazy.
I like Cash Doll. Shout out to Republic Records. That's it for the music segment for me this week, y'all. Well, I guess I'm on segments. That's it for me sharing the music.
Right. I want to play one more, actually, in honor of Versus. Well, I have to play.
Do that, friend.
No, that's what I'm saying. Before we go to yours, I just want to play one last one. I want to play Use Your Heart by SWV because it's my favorite record. And when I heard them singing it, and it was like, didn't they sing like an a cappella version? Oh, they just stole my heart. This is how it
goes. If you've got the time...
song. I hadn't played it in so long too, so it was nice to hear it again. I've had it on repeat since the verses, so I just had to throw that in there for the youngins.
Using his weed whacker outside my window. That's what I was like. Just won't stop weed whacker records. God damn,
that elephant ain't letting us live. But Asante, please bless us with your records.
Well, Don Richard dropped a new project. Yes. And I've been meaning to talk about it. Second Line, for those of you on Patreon, you've heard me discuss this, but for the rest of you out there listening, I wanted to share this project with you because I have been listening to Second Line since it came out, and Don is she's dropping new visuals with it, performances with it. The song that I'm going to point your attention to today is called Jacuzzi, because there is a performance that she just put out with this. And it is like she's singing it differently and it sounds so fucking awesome. But I want you to get a taste of the actual song itself. So this is Jacuzzi off of the album Second Line by Don Richard. Okay.
And when did you go to New Orleans? When I was 2 years old, my mom and dad moved to New Orleans.
Huh.
So I'm a Creole girl. I'm a Creole.
I know niggas, they sleeping, borderline dreaming, missing out on this good loving. I'm showing out if you're coming closer. I've been really thinking about some cooking. Won't you sit back, let me rub it. Damn, I like it better when it's dirty. Hotter than the sauna in the summer. So won't you drip like me? Feel me sweat. Got you blowing full steam. I like a jacuzzi.
So that was Jacuzzi. The whole fucking one thing about Dawn is she makes projects to where you can play them straight through. You don't have to stop. You have a whole story.
No skips.
No skips. And then you can also enjoy them each individually for the pieces of art that they are. Super, like, when I think Dawn, I think of, especially in this, you hear the elements of, you know, her roots, where she's coming from. You hear a little technical electronic elements, that futuristic element. I love everything that Dawn does. I love that she's an artist that always puts out music and content and visuals and tells stories. And she continues to fight because she believes and she truly is an artist. So I just always have to shine a light on Dawn and her artistry whenever I can. You download
it. Agree. I'm excited.
Completely agree. Project is amazing. I love that song Pressure. I love the song Jacuzzi. I love Bust It For Me. I love the whole damn thing. Shout out to Dawn. I love her. She's an incredibly talented artist, criminally underrated. And now people are paying more attention. She had a billboard in Times Square. Ooh. She's getting the appropriate looks that she deserves. Yeah, hell yeah. And like so many outlets, like give her her flowers. The girl's been killing it as an indie artist forever.
Yeah.
Consistently besting herself, consistently challenging herself artistically and creatively and rising to that challenge. So shout out to Dawn Richard. Dawn is the shit. And her song 86 still makes me cry to this day. It makes me tear up. I get emotional when I listen to it. So shout out to Dawn.
Another artist that I want to play. I don't know what I was watching on YouTube or who I was watching, but I always let the little other artists play. There's this artist named Mona Leo, M-O-N-A-L-E-O.
Yeah, that's Dustin's pick from
Beating Down Your Block.
2 weeks ago, I think.
Is that what this is?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well,
never mind it. She just dropped a video for it, and the video was the shiz night. I was like, damn, she's looking good in this, and she's spitting hard. Like, it was towards like the second verse she was starting talking about some shit, and I was like, okay, you have made me a believer, Mona Leo.
Love her.
She been all over, too. I feel like I had never heard of her or even seen anything about her, and then I swear it was like as soon as Dustin played her on the show, like the floodgates.
She came out like a storm.
Suddenly, yeah, like that was her week because suddenly I was seeing her everywhere. And I think I saw her post that she was number one on iTunes or Spotify, one of the digital streaming platforms. She was like the number one record. So that was crazy. She's looking like she's next up. Yeah. So that was a cool catch.
The girls got the look. So shout out to Dustin for calling that out. I'm going to actually play one more song, just my cut from Shelly FKA Drum. Because Fran, like you said, it's such a good ass project. He's such a good singer. We've talked about him before. He did a holiday album once with him and his mom, and it was the shit, like the song that was on there. But on this album, I'm going to play Cooking with Grease because you know the type of person I am, and you're going to know when you hear it. So here we go.
In crossing your T's, got you cleaning your dirt. Before it gets back to me, it's got you dotting your eyes. In crossing your T's, got you cleaning your dirt. Before it gets back to me, just when you need some love.
So, Shelly, it's Shelly now. You know, for those of you that, you know, formerly known as Drum, it's Shelly now. So, Shelly's new project is the shit. Love these new projects. That's going to be it for my part of the music segment. So,
love it.
I mean, I feel segment, like that's good.
Just sharing.
I mean, I think we're just good. Sharing. We shared music, we shared TV, and then some random topics of whatever wanted to come up. If there's anything else you guys want to share before we get out of here.
Dustin's
like, I just want to go swim. No, I just want to go swim.
Y'all need to watch Legendary on Max.
How many seasons is it? Two?
It's the second season now.
Okay, I thought.
So you don't have to watch the first season to see the second season, but it would be nice for you to watch if, you know, just to get a feel of the show. The commentary is on point. We've got some new judges. The first couple episodes didn't have a judge because it was like a double ball like premiere. But on the third episode, old boy from Pink, the Pink Pony, old boy from Showtime that plays Uncle Clifford on P-Valley.
Oh! He is the first judge of the season.
That's dope. That's actually really dope. Yo.
That's perfect.
Super, super dope.
Smart. Yeah.
And you know, last week I talked about like
Pose.
Oh, yeah,
back.
And Pose. So, yeah, a lot of beautiful queer content is out. So, please check it out. Please support it. Support these voices. And, yeah.
Oh, well, then I know what I'm going to do because I have the rest of the afternoon free. So, I'm going to catch up on Legendary. I missed last night's episode of Pose. And then I gotta catch up on Dawn Richard's album, so I have a little bit of homework for tonight, which is fun.
Oh, you
and I gotta
love.
Text you the gossip from my vacation.
And you gotta text the gossip. A busy night. So with that being said,
this is like when Candy played that Ed Sheeran song. Sorry, go ahead.
Don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/thefriendzonepodcast. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. For those of you who have no idea what the platform is, we're also on Facebook under the same, The Friend Zone Podcast. We're on Twitter under Friend Zone Pod, and we are on Discord, but I can't read off the link, so I will post that on our Twitter. By the time you are hearing this, you can go back and check it and join us, because we are all over. And thank you so much for listening. We love you guys so much, and we'll catch you guys next week.
Stay black and protect your magic.
Bye.
Have you ever wondered what the stars have to say about your favorite artists and writers? Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa, where I, your host and astrologer, Issa Nakazawa, read and interpret astrological birth charts of luminaries like W. Kamau Bell, Gia Tolentino, and so many more. You'll discover how astrology can unlock fascinating insights about these stars, and who knows, maybe you'll learn a little bit more about yourself. Listen to Stars and Stars with Issa wherever you get your podcasts.